Hey everyone, welcome to Entrepreneurship by Design with Dr. C. I'm your host, Dr. Caroline, and thank you so much for joining us today. Entrepreneurship looks different for everyone. How and why we start our business, challenges that occur, pivots we have to make, success we achieve, all while life is happening. That's why I love sharing these inspiring entrepreneurs with you and shed light that there's enough room for everyone to succeed and thrive, even if you're in the same industry. I'm so honored today because I have Vanessa with me. Vanessa is an intuitive healer and coach. She uses energy medicine, the human design coaching system, and other energy therapy techniques to provide transformational experiences. Thank you so much for being here with us today, Vanessa. Such an honor. And I would love for you to just dive into your journey, how you got here today.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. It's been a fun journey. It's been like a roller coaster. But I wouldn't have it any other way. And I would say I've been on my own personal healing journey since I turned 30. My 30th birthday was like a launch pad or just a launching, an initiation into like this journey of recovery and restoration and coming back to myself. And so, that started 7 years ago and really just focusing on what I needed and coming back to myself. And I think the thing that launched me is I did some psychedelic medicines and, you know, the plant medicine healing space. And I didn't even know what it was, but I ended up at this ayahuasca retreat that's in Costa Rica. And I just thought I was going to a yoga retreat to do some breath work and take some herbs and vitamins. And the next thing I know, I'm with a shaman and 20 other people. And we're, you know, taking the plant medicine, but that was what I needed at the time to really shake me out of my complacency and shake me out of this partying phase I was in, just this lifestyle of numbing myself, disconnection from myself, not knowing what I wanted, kind of still living other people's dreams, trying to do careers that I thought my parents would want me to be in. And, you know, that whole people pleasing or obligation lifestyle that some of us fall into from time to time. That was like my life for like the first 30 years. And the plant medicine kind of woke me up from that, gave me a different perspective. I was able to kind of see what I needed to work on and then also see my potential. I think that was something that was really cool during some of my first experiences at the very beginning of my soul awakening, is just seeing my potential. Because sometimes we get so caught up in the day to day and just trying to survive. And, you know, at that time I had finished 2 degrees in college and, you know, I had these jobs, like all different kinds of jobs, just, you know, and I was just trying to manage it all. And I didn't really understand, like, oh, I actually get to create my life. I don't have to do this life by default. So once I really got that understanding, that's just what launched me into this path. And the more that I just healed myself, I started to understand, like, wow, there's actually a need for more facilitators, more people to support other people who are looking for alternative methods. We have the traditional methods for therapy and for physical healing and traditional life coaching, which I think is phenomenal. I love that there's all those options out there, but I saw a space for myself because everything I do is so alternative and different. And yes, it's, some people say it's spiritual based, but it doesn't have to be. I call myself more of an energetic person. You know, I'm more about quantum physics and just the energy of the world. Like gravity is an energy. Wi-Fi is an energy. Our bodies are energy. I just see everything through an energetic lens. And so I use that energetic lens to help people, whether I'm doing energy healing, which I do a very particular method that's different from Reiki. Most people know of Reiki, which it's popular and I love that. It's like mainstream. But I just resonated with a different modality that works a little bit deeper, in my opinion. Not that it's better or worse than Reiki, but it's just a little bit different, which is really cool to offer that. And then I do like an energetic form of therapy. So it's alternative to talk therapy, but it still gives the person that therapeutic environment in that container, so that they can move through some of the difficulties in life and process things and integrate their life experiences. And then I also use that same energetic lens for life coaching and helping someone become the best version of themselves based on their particular energy. And we're all so unique, and that's where human design comes in with that energy coaching, as I like to call it, because it's so personalized to the person. So that's like my journey in a nutshell, if that gives you a good perspective.
Yes, it absolutely does. And I so appreciate you sharing your journey with us and just giving a synopsis of what you've been through, but like where you were and where you are now. And I think a lot of times we have those moments in life where we can't keep doing what we're doing, and you going to what you thought was a yoga retreat, a little surprised what you experienced, it sounds like, but it was such a, it sounds very healing and eye-opening too. That experience really showed you a different way, because I think a lot of people, when you're switching from like that 9-to-5 life or going to college, getting the good job, a lot of times it's maybe expectations that were put on you or you took on yourself, depending on, I know that's me for sure, where I went to school, I got all the degrees I needed, all those things, but I wasn't fully happy in that. And I wanted something else, but seeing that there's opportunities out there and creating your own reality. And I love that you were able to create your own reality and see that through, and how many people you're helping now through just a different lens. Because you're right, traditional therapy, life coaching, those are all great resources and tools, but it's not everything. There's so many other options too. Like coming from a mental health background, I think it's important, but at the same time, I think it's also important to have different aspects and different tools to really create this whole life for yourself, where you can have something that's going to heal you on a deeper level sometimes that you can't in certain modalities. No one is better than the other, but I think too, like what you're saying, there's so many opportunities to really heal from the inside out. And I love that you are doing that now. And I love how it so seamlessly, it sounds like, just took form from when you started till now. What was those initial steps? So once you started your healing journey yourself, what made you decide to go more into coaching and the modalities that you do utilize?
Yeah, great question. You know, for a while, I stayed on my path as I was healing. So my current career at the time was, I was a real estate agent. And it was great, because honestly, it gave me a lot of flexibility to take a week off and go to a retreat or do something, you know, like, and I can kind of dabble. I was able to dabble into that, you know, at my own leisure, and kind of have a little bit of control over my schedule. And then it still took me time. I would say it wasn't until maybe 2019 or 2020 where I started to kind of get the gist, like, okay, maybe real estate is not, you know, something I'm going to do for my whole life. Cause I kind of thought it was going to be like, I thought that was like my purpose at the time, but the deeper I went into my healing journey, and then I think just working with other people. So yeah. I had so much support. Again, I just went all in. I was doing retreats over here. I had a coach over here. I was training with the shaman. Well, I was healing with the shaman first before I actually started to train. I didn't train with that shaman until I started to think like, I think I might be shifting out of focusing on myself and into the space where I can focus on still healing myself, but also helping other people. But I think it was just the one-on-one sessions that I had with my support team, as I like to call them. It was a collection of people. They don't even know who, you know, they don't know each other, but in my mind, they were like all my superhero team that supported me. And I think just working with them consistently empowered me. And also it gave me the tools for myself to come back to myself. And I think, it just intuitively, I knew just staying on my path, I was meant to also give back and to show people how I've done it. And again, you know, my life was really challenging. And so I thought, okay, I had a great team of people supporting me, but now I think the question became, what was the person that I needed in my journey? Like, who would be the support person that, you know, Vanessa 7 years ago really needed, even though I still got what I needed through multiple people and retreats and workshops and all of that. But at the same time, it's like, okay, how can I give back and kind of streamline this process? Because maybe someone else may not be as ambitious about their healing journey as I was, and they might not be able to go seek out the different things that I did. And they might not end up at that retreat center thinking it's yoga. You know, they just might not have the same access to the things that I did. And so just kind of offering it on a platter, and if it resonates with people, it does. And I think that that was just kind of subconsciously running in the back of my mind. I do a lot of work with the subconscious mind. And so just those intuitive impulses each and every day, and they were small shifts. And eventually my conscious mind just caught up and it's like, okay, this is a no-brainer. Like, you know, I'm just going to see how this flows. And then I think there was one moment I already started to catch on consciously that it would be great for me to give back. And then I was at an event with, or really just hanging out with some friends on a Halloween night. And, you know, we were doing the, we were looking in the sky and looking for UFOs and just having a good time and, you know, doing all the energy and spiritual things that we typically like to do. And there was a moment where a friend of mine needed some support, like energetically, and needed some healing. And that was, I had not done any healing at that time, but I just, for some reason, I just felt called to like jump in and help him. And it turned out to be this beautiful experience and kind of unlocked his heart and all these other things. And again, we were with a group of friends, and it was just like, part of me just stepped in and did the thing without thinking about it. And then afterwards I was like, what was that? Like, where did that come from? And I would say that was the moment. So if my message to anyone is to just explore, be open, and allow yourself to receive support, because the more support that you receive, the more it will help you give when the right time comes.
Yeah, absolutely. I couldn't agree more with that. And I love that it was just like little moments too. It wasn't just like one big shift, because I think a lot of times people might think like, okay, well, I have to hear it, I have to see it, I have to experience it like all at once. But I think it's those small moments really can add up to something massive, and being able to recognize that and allow yourself to do that too, because you could have just ignored it or felt called to do it, but stopped, but you went through with it. And I think that's so amazing that you're able to recognize that too, and really bring the subconscious to the consciousness. And it was those tiny little moments throughout. So once you did start working more with individuals, and I know you have so many different programs that you offer as well. Like, I know it's like 7 weeks as well as 3 months and 1 month and everything in between. Can you talk a little bit more about your programs? Because I know you started to, but can you tell us a little bit more?
Sure. Yeah. So it's really the length of time. So that's the main decision that someone would make if they're interested in working with me. Mm-hmm. Cause typically it really, the conversation just starts off with, okay, where are you at? What are you wanting to improve? Where are you meeting resistance in your life? And a lot of times, because I'm an intuitive, I can help people. Oftentimes there's a little bit of a gap. They're like, I don't know what I need. I just know that this is not what I want. Or I know that I'm kind of struggling with this and I don't know why. And I can kind of give them, you know, reflect back to them what I'm picking up. And then from there, it's just a time commitment of what they, you know, how much time and space they would like to spend with me. And obviously the more time we have together, the deeper we can go. And so I blend all of the three pillars that I have. So the three pillars is energetic healing, energetic therapy, and energetic coaching, which is just another name for the human design. And so I blend all of that because they all work so nicely together. And the healing portion is, you know, that's kind of like the energy healing that looks like Reiki, but it's a little bit different. And that works with the person's subconscious mind. So a lot of times they can make progress without having to go back to the trauma or without having to go through the hardest part of the healing. Not that we're trying to avoid anything, but if we don't have to go there, then we would like to kind of make it a little easier when possible. And then there's the therapy practices, and then there's the coaching. And so, a 1 month program would just be 3 sessions within that month. And typically that's for someone who wants to target one specific area in their life, because we would just be working with that 1 month. And I might blend again, all three pillars, or maybe I'm just using one pillar within that month for that person or that client. And then there's the 7 week program. That's probably my most popular one. But people end up doing it several times, you know, just to kind of start off with working on maybe a few things, and then they'll come back and we'll work on a few other things. And again, I blend all of the aspects, the coaching, the therapy, and the healing, that all work really nicely together. And that 7-week program includes 5 sessions. And most of them are about a week and a half apart. And then there's the 3-month program, which is 10 sessions, and that's more of the deeper dive. And I have clients that kind of repeat that as well, maybe once or twice, to really kind of, because there's like one phase of healing that they go through, and then there's more things that come up, and then they're like, okay, I want to expand in this area. And then we do that as well. But the deeper dive really does allow a lot of time and space. And I'm really result oriented. So I like that these programs are for a allotted amount of time, and we know exactly what our intentions are. We know exactly what we're working with. And so, yeah, those are the main programs. And then I do have a 7-week program with a sobriety option, sobriety support. And then I have the 3-month program with a sobriety support option as well. But it's basically the same. There's just some additional calls during the week to make sure we're having a little bit more touches and more contact. So that way the person's getting more support. So yeah, those are my programs.
I appreciate you sharing those. And with just creating those programs, how did you come about like saying, okay, this is what the client's needs, or what you started to see over time? I'm just curious how you put that, package that together.
Yeah, it literally was trial and error. Because I just thought, you know, oh, I'll just offer these one, you know, a single session energy healing, something like a single session, almost like a Reiki, you know, how you just do one session randomly, you know, the person would go get one randomly whenever they feel like they needed it. But I just, during the sessions, they went to different places. It's like, we started going into childhood trauma. We started going into part work. We started doing EFT tapping. And I knew all these modalities because I had either educated myself on them, or studied them deeply, or some sort of certification, or I received it from my support team. And so I kind of knew how to guide other people. And then I was like, wow, I love that I have all of these tools in my tool belt. And my intuition tells me which tool to use for which client at which time. And once I discovered that, I was like, okay, that's great. So that means we just need more time together. And then I came up with like the 3-month kind of being like the ideal deep dive, something I wanted an option for people who either were in talk therapy and they wanted to add on extra support, but still give them like, not reassurance, but kind of like an idea of like, look, this is what we're really going to be intentional about within this time, so that it doesn't drag on too long. and then I wanted to offer some other ones that were a little bit shorter, 7 weeks, because I know, you know, time commitments can be a thing for most of us. And so, yeah, I just kind of developed it and just allowing my intuition. I think we all have this inner knowing, whether you call it intuition, or you might call it instinct, or you might call it a gut feeling. And it's like, we all have it. And sometimes our analytical brain wants to just stay with what's safe, because my analytical brain is like, no one's going to sign up for a 3-month program for some kind of energy healing thing. They could just go do one session with their local Reiki person, you know? And I was just like, no, there's something here. I'm just going to create it. Yeah. And I'll tell people about it. And if they sign up, they sign up. And, you know, that was a couple years ago. And then it just started to unfold. And I would say like every 6 months, the work that I do just goes deeper and deeper and deeper. It's more and more impactful, right? So I'm like, wow, this is a powerful journey, not only for the client, but for myself. And that's just like the coolest thing ever.
I love that. And you know, it's so interesting too, because a lot of times like the analytical brain does take over. You're like, oh, well, is anyone going to sign up for it or like get it? But then like, it's also the trial and error and realizing it doesn't, what you have now did not happen the first time you tried, I'm sure. It just like continued to evolve. And I think too, as like entrepreneurs, sometimes we want things to just work and stick, but it doesn't always happen right away, but giving yourself time and patience and grace through it all.
Yeah. Yeah. It's kind of like the baby analogy. I don't know if this is overrated, but it's like babies can't run a marathon, you know, no. They have to start, you know, first sitting up and wobbling, and then maybe putting all fours on the ground and then crawling. And it's just like, that's exactly how it is with the business. And I would say my biggest anchor in being efficient or productive, or I don't know, or reaching milestones or successes in my business, it's the times where I focus the most on myself, which seems so backwards, right? It's hard for some of us to wrap our heads around that. It's like, mm-hmm. the more I meditated, the more yoga I did, the more I don't know, just danced around my house in the morning and gave myself some time, the more in tune I was with these decisions. And I was able to kind of surrender to what was coming through, as opposed to trying to control everything or copy someone else on Instagram and look at their business model and be like, okay, I got to do, you know, it's just like, I just allowed it to flow, which was beautiful.
And it's a testament to who you are as well. You allow things to flow and it just continues to show up as success because you're allowing it and surrendering versus like forcing something into a box or trying to imitate someone else, but just being who you are and showing up as that is absolutely perfect. And it's what's meant to be as well. And so I know you've had a lot of clients. I would love to know maybe one or two client success stories that you could share with us.
Beautiful. Yeah. I think the first one is I was working with someone who had issues with sobriety. And, you know, they kind of kept going back and forth, which we hear these stories, right? And it's heart-wrenching when we hear of someone wanting sobriety and going through the resources that are currently out there. And it's nothing, there's nothing wrong with the resources, I don't believe. And I don't think, but, you know, sometimes I think people think that there's something wrong with them if AA is not working or if something's not working with their therapist or with whatever groups they're involved in. And this person was really skeptical of energy work and like all of this stuff, but I think that they were just so ready for something that would stick. And so we just dove in even with their resistances. And I think for the first time they actually went 6 months without relapsing for the first time in a couple of years. And I think now the time has increased. So I think now it might be almost a year that person has stayed sober. So that was really eye-opening because some of us, even myself included, even as an energy worker, I've had my doubts, especially getting started. Like, am I really doing anything? is this EFT tapping? Is this human design stuff? Is this really real? But when I see results like that for someone who had tried so many different sobriety solutions in different ways, and then, you know, and not that those things were irrelevant, because I still feel like they gained value from those things. And then my program was maybe just the most recent thing that kind of tied in everything else that they have already done. So that's one success story, really helping that person get to a year of sobriety with the energy healing, the therapy, and the energetic coaching. And I would say another success story is helping someone with a chronic illness that they had also been just struggling with. And it's not that they're healed completely right now, but they have made such a huge progress. Like, their quality of life is completely different than it was 6 months ago. And yes, we did have to do some therapy modalities, because even though their chronic health conditions that they were dealing with, all the physical stuff that wasn't right with their thyroid or their adrenals and all of those things, even though those are physical things, in the energetic world and quantum physics, we believe that they're deeply tied with our emotions and our thoughts and our mindset and our story about ourselves and our manifestations. And so I was able to work with that person, and they're really in a healthy space. They have, you know, I think they still might have the label of having some of those diagnoses, but they don't feel it. They don't feel it every day. They don't have to take the medication that the doctor prescribed them. They're not on the 10 medications that they were supposed to be on for the rest of their lives. And to me, that's really inspiring. And even when I get in those doubtful moments, like, okay, everything I do is invisible. Like, how do I quantify this? And it's right. Those stories that I think about that are so incredible. And it's just an honor to serve in those ways.
Oh my gosh. I love both those stories. And I think it's so important to recognize too, there's no one way that works, but this is just something like what you're saying with the first client, something that's recent and current, where it can really help them. Like, of course, there's value from other things, but really taking it to another level. And that's incredible, a year sobriety. I think that just speaks volumes too. Like, of course, it's the individual doing the work, but also the work that you're helping them with as well. I just I think that's amazing. And then also the other client with the chronic illness, because of how much pain, just people I know that have chronic illness and how much it really impacts their day to day, but not having to take the 10 medications, maybe it's only a few and a few less, that really makes such a difference in their lifestyle. And it is hard to quantify when it's something that you can't like physically see, but you experience it. And thank you for sharing that, because I think it's important to highlight the work you do, because it is amazing. And I think it's important to know that it exists.
Yeah.
It's possible.
It's possible.
Yes. It's possible, yeah. And so I know you mentioned EFT tapping. I'm very familiar with it, but people that are listening might not be. Can you share a little bit more of how that works and what that looks like?
Sure. So EFT stands for Emotional Freedom Technique. And we're basically tapping on certain meridian points around the body. And we're saying certain statements and making suggestions to the subconscious mind. And some of the statements, if someone is dealing with something very challenging, like anxiety, we actually need to be with the anxiety. We need to acknowledge it. I think a lot of us get in trouble when we're trying to cope the thing. We're trying to avoid it. We're trying to, you know, we go to other habits like eating junk food or drinking drinks or doing other things or trying to stay super busy or scrolling through social media instead of dealing with anxiety. So it's a practice of being present with the emotion and allowing yourself to tap on the meridians, like I'm tapping on the side of my eye, underneath the eye, nose, and there's some other points as we're saying certain statements to acknowledge the thing, in this case, in this example, the anxiety that the person is dealing with. And that is really powerful. Being present with your emotions, acknowledging it, that's half the sauce. That's the secret sauce. It's half the battle. Because again, most of us from conditioning or childhood traumas, we run into disassociation. So there's that portion of it. And that could just be relieving. A lot of times people are releasing the emotion and crying or yawning, or you could see it leaving their body as they're saying, I'm really stressed out about this thing. I don't know how I even got here, right? And they're just being super honest with themselves. And then we move into positive suggestions with releasing the thing, again, tapping on those meridian points, because everything is energy. So even that anxiety can bundle up in the body as stuck emotions, and we're releasing it as we're tapping on those certain meridian points and then replacing it with positive statements. So it really does end up being very powerful. People can feel the shift immediately when they're done with that practice. And then even more so, if you repeat those practices, often, like maybe for the rest of that week, you're going to see even more of a difference.
So true. You explained it so beautifully. And I learned about it probably I was in high school, maybe. My mom showed me like how to do it from like what she had learned. Of course, it wasn't directly from the person, but what I learned was like with the anxiety, because I love that you gave that example, because I have a lot of anxiety. And especially before like a big, like at that time, it was cheerleading competitions for travel teams. And I would do like the tapping right before we went on stage or whenever I took a test, just when the anxiety was really coming up for me, and it does alleviate it. And it seems silly. People are like, what are you doing? I'm like, just leave me alone. But I think it really does work. And I think especially if you're doing it more times than not on bigger issues or anything else, you're able to really reduce that in that moment. But then you're practicing it on a more regular basis. I could see that really helping. I never really did it on a regular basis, just before like big events or anything along those lines, but it really does work.
Yeah, it works. It works. And I would say, I just want to add this in, even for the toughest things in life that we deal with, I have found it the most effective. Like it actually provides resolve. And I think for some people, you know, who try to do other things to heal or therapies, they're like, okay, I love my therapist. They're great. But I've just been talking about this thing over and over and over again. Right. So it's like, this actually provides some resolve and some of the hardest emotions that we deal with, like grief. It's like, how do we move through grief? And EFT tapping. And I do custom statements for the actual person. Like, So it's directed to the, you know, the person that they might've lost or whatever they're grieving, or maybe they're grieving themselves, because a lot of us go through that and we don't recognize it. So it's like really specific for like the most difficult emotions. And then I take that EFT and then I blend it all within the same hour and a half with whatever's next for that person, and I'm communicating with their soul. So now their soul is telling me, okay, great. So now they would like, you know, give them this thing or give them that thing. And I kind of move them through different modalities all in one session. So they really do come out with resolve from some immediate emotional or mental health blocks or just something that was weighing them down. We also set the foundation for their energy field to actually change because they released things. And so that's more of a gradual process that will start to build. And then they feel more inspired in their lives to do the things that they stopped doing because of that block or that heavy emotion. So maybe taking better care of themselves. And it just all builds, right? And so they're literally, this phrase is so cheesy because we've all heard it a million times. It's like, they literally are becoming their best selves. I wish we had another phrase to replace that with, but you know, my theme is all about expanding people, helping them expand beyond whatever they're going through, expanding beyond the grief, expanding beyond the abusive relationship or the financial issues or whatever it is. And it's the blend of techniques. So yeah, the human design plus the EFT plus the energy healing, Plus, I do a lot of visualization work, and it's called timeline work and inner child work and part work and, you know, time traveling in a sense through visualizations. And so it's all so powerful. It's just, it's blended to really provide that comprehensive support.
I believe it. I mean, I feel like I could ask you a million more questions about it. But I do want to touch on, I know you do human design as well. And that's something that I'm always curious about. Learned a little bit here and there, but I'm sure people want to know more about it. Could you explain what that is and how it ties into what you do as well?
Yeah, beautiful. Thank you. So I like to describe human design as a blend of astrology plus psychology plus life guidance. And it's based off of your birth date, your birth time, and your birth location. So it's very specific to you. No one else is really going to have your same exact chart unless you have a twin where you guys were born at the same exact time. I know some twins are born, I don't know, a few minutes apart, but still, you know, we're all so unique, all 8 billion of us. And that concept is really valuable for all of us to understand, because then we could stop comparing ourselves. Then we can actually go on this journey of self-discovery, which is what human design is all about, discovering who we are, who we really came here to be, before we got wrapped up in expectations or obligations, or I don't know, some, you know, for me, I got kind of caught up in a lot of religious beliefs when I was younger, and it wasn't approval of my energetic path. And so I had to decondition from that. We all have these different journeys that we're all on. And so the human design system, it gives us this blueprint of themes that are going to be consistent throughout our life and the different expression of the theme. So it's not really a psychic reading where I'm like, okay, you're meant to do this and to live over here. And to, you know, I'm not trying to predict any of your life. It's just kind of highlighting your superpowers, highlighting your vulnerabilities that are not really character flaws. They start off as vulnerabilities, but they're meant to also be a superpower just as much as anything else in your human design chart. So we get a lot of different information. And even for the clients who don't want to dive into it, I still look at their chart just so I could see what some of their vulnerabilities are, what some of their challenges are. And I match that as they're speaking to me. So it's kind of like I get a lot more information from the chart that I could use to further support the person. And then also times, you know, I am just taking someone's really interested in learning their human design chart, right? So I present it to them and show them all the different aspects, and people really love it. And I think people feel seen when they start to learn about the most basic part of human design, which is their human design type. So those are the five types: manifestor, generator, manifesting generator, projector, and reflector. And when we learn about the type, there's something called the strategy. Again, this is like level one, really simple, quick, and basic. And the strategy is how you best make decisions and how you best can interact with the world. And I think that that's important for people to just kind of experiment with, see if it resonates with you, because that might just help you with one thing in your day, right? If you find out that you're a manifester and your strategy is to initiate and inform people about what you're initiating, you might walk into that business meeting a little bit differently, you know? And so it can literally help you in the moment. And then there's the deeper aspects of human design. I go really, really deep when I'm working with people, something where we call it the gates and the channels. I dive deeper into that, but it's all relevant to almost every aspect of life. Our communication, our relationships, our businesses, our passions, just our spirituality. It's literally just a highlight, and it gives us a new perspective on our lives. I think some of us feel stuck when we look at, okay, what tools do I have? And we're like, okay, this is how I was raised. This is what society thinks. I don't agree with either one of those. Where do I go now? Right. And so this is a new perspective where people can get more guidance. They're still making their own decisions. You still have free will. You're not boxed in. You just have more freedom. So that's my take on it.
I appreciate your take. And, you know, it just gives you another lens to take a step back and look at it from a different perspective, how you can navigate the world in a different way. There's no right or wrong, but you have more information to make a different decision if you want a different life. And like what we were talking about in the beginning of just like creating your own life, and you're able to do that. But given that information, it just really gives a little bit more context to maybe the make of you and how you function in the world. And you might have these two aspects, but then here's the third one where it's allowing you to see, okay, this is how I go about things. How can I shift it to make it more conducive to my life and what I want?
Okay. Yeah.
It's true. And so with everything that you've been able to do with all your clients, all the work that you do, has there ever been any obstacles when building your business?
Yeah, I would say, I would say just letting people know like what I do. I'm such a doer. I just want to get the thing done, right? I'm like, okay, you need help? I could help you. Let's just get it done. And yes, that's how it kind of works. But before that, there's, you know, some educating involved and kind of like letting people know, you know, more about the energetic side. Like, what is this energy stuff? What is this quantum physics? How does this work? Because I have to remind myself that it's so new to people. And, you know, most of us, we were raised in a different paradigm, you know, like no one taught us some of this stuff in school. It wasn't like an option. It wasn't really an elective. I wish there was a quantum physics elective class. or an astrology, right? I wish that was like in seventh grade as an option. But so I think just find the obstacles that I'm gladly still working through, because they're fun at the end of the day, that they're opportunities for me to be creative and for me to show what I know, because I know so much. I feel like I'm like this big encyclopedia of energy and spirituality, and I have to just decipher on what to share at what time. And so that's a fun process. That's what keeps me entertained. It's just this creation process, just creating how I would like to communicate. And I think in the beginning, it was a lot more of an obstacle. It was a little bit more overwhelming, like, how do I explain energy work, or how do I explain what energy therapy is? I coined that term, like no one else is really using that. Like there's nothing to compare it to, but that's just part of paving my own way. And I just think I'd much rather have these challenges and creating my own niche or paving my own way or doing something that wasn't necessarily done in this way before. And these are just the challenges that come along with that. But I would say it's definitely the messaging, just honing it in, going through that trial and error process. But even though it's a trial and error process, I see it as an opportunity just to get more and more creative.
I love it. Opportunities are all around us. Instead of obstacles, it's just those lessons that we learn along the journey of knowing what works, and trial and error is a huge part of entrepreneurship, just like we were talking about earlier as well. So I appreciate you really being so vulnerable about that and transparent of your journey and how it's turned into opportunities. And just speaking of opportunities and things that you've gone through and all the lessons you've learned, what are maybe two or three tips that you could give entrepreneurs that you've learned along this journey?
Two or three tips that I learned along this journey. Number one, believe in yourself. It sounds so simple, just believe in yourself. Find a practice that will help you implement that. For me, it was talking to myself in the mirror. I call it mirror work. And in the beginning, it wasn't pretty because I knew that I did not believe in myself, but I just kept coming back, looking in the mirror, looking in my own eyes, and just rebuilding that connection so that I could believe more in myself, so that it wasn't just the affirmation, like, I believe in myself, right? It was more of like, okay, we're doing the work to clear out why we don't believe in ourselves. So believe in yourself, put yourself out there, and just trust that that you provide a necessity, a need. Mm. Like whatever you're providing, there's a reason. Either it does exist, but no one does it like you do, or many people do it similar to you, but there's a high demand for it. So just believe in that and trust that and run with it.
Oh, I love those. You know, it's so interesting too, because the self-belief, it seems something so simple, but it really can be challenging in the beginning when you're doing something that you're creating your own path for, but getting very clear on it and doing the work. I think that's what I've heard throughout this conversation, is just do the work. You have the ability to, but you have to keep with it and keep practicing it. It doesn't happen overnight. It takes time and work and effort, but having, again, like you mentioned earlier, that support system, they might not know they're all connected, but they're there to really support you and be able to see you become your best self. And it might sound silly, but it's true.
Yeah.
It's so true. But with all of that being said, Vanessa, where can people find you, use your services? We're going to link everything below, but if you could let us know too.
Yeah, my website's probably the best place. It's sacredsoulenergetics.com. And on the very first page, you could just sign up for a quick free discovery call. Super easy to find. If you love Instagram and you prefer that instead, I'm sacred2_soul_4. So that's why the website is probably easier. Just go there. You can find my Instagram, but either one of those, you can find me and connect with me on there.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Vanessa, for your time, your energy, your beautiful soul. I so appreciate you taking the time to come on today.
Yes. What a great conversation. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Make sure to like, subscribe, comment below. What was the biggest takeaway from Vanessa today? I'm sure she would love to see that comment, as I will as well. And we will see you on the next video.